Okay, so another quick halacha as it relates to Kiddush Makom Suda. We mentioned that there's a halacha that requires you to have the Suda in conjunction with your Kiddush. So you have to have the Kiddush in connection to Suda in order to fulfill the mandate of Kiddush. Kiddush Makom Suda is a halachic requirement brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And we mentioned from the Mishnah Berurah that you don't need to have actual bread for it to be considered B'Makom Suda. So if you have Kiddush and then you have a Kazayas of Mezainis subsequent to your Kiddush, that is sufficient for Kiddush Makom Suda. So let's say you're in Shul, you have Kiddush and then you have a Kazayas of cake. According to the Mishnah Berurah's ruling, that's enough. And you have fulfilled the mandate of Kiddush Makom Suda via a Kazayas of Mezainis food. We also mentioned that B'Shas HaTzayrich, in a time of need, you can rely on the opinion of the Ge'onim that holds that you're allowed to have Kiddush Makom Suda by using a revias of wine as B'Makom Suda. So you have Kiddush and then you have a revias of wine drunk. That is adequate for Kiddush Makom Suda. Now there's a machlekes, do I need a separate revias of wine besides for my main Kiddush wine, or is the actual Kiddush cup being used as a revias of wine enough for this revias of Makom Suda? But be that as it may, according to the Iker Halacha, you're allowed to rely on this, at least in a time of need, to use on Shabbos morning wine for Kiddush Makom Suda as well, as long as it's a revias of wine. There's a suffix in the Shevet Halevi by Rabbi Wuzner as to whether or not grape juice suffices for this halacha. So we know that the general custom is like Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that we allow the use of grape juice for Kiddush. So even though, you know, it doesn't have alcoholic content as is, we make Bar Gefen on grape juice, and we consider it wine vis-a-vis Kiddush. So you make Kiddush on grape juice. Many people do that if they don't like wine and they like grape juice better. There is an allowance to make Kiddush on grape juice. The question is, does this halacha extend and allow the use of grape juice for this din of Kiddush Makom Suda? So if I make Kiddush and then I have a revias of this grape juice, is that enough for the fulfillment of Kiddush Makom Suda according to the Ge'onim? Or maybe as it relates to Kiddush Makom Suda, you need more. You need actual alcoholic content. You need actual wine because it's Misameach HaSalev. And maybe grape juice isn't adequate for the halachic requirement of Kiddush Makom Suda. This is a Safek LaHalacha. The Tshuvas Vayan David is lenient, and he says the Kiddush Makom Suda also could be fulfilled via a revias of grape juice. It's a machleike, so it's better to be machmir. It's better to avoid this, but in an extenuating circumstance, there's room to be manical and allow the use even of grape juice for Kiddush Makom Suda. One more question. I made Kiddush, let's say, in Shul, and I had a mezainis to eat for Kiddush Makom Suda. So I had a kazayas of cake. I was yoytzei, I fulfilled the mandate of Kiddush Makom Suda with a kazayas of cake. The question is, now that I go home and I'm making my main meal, and I'm having bread, do I make Kiddush again? Do I have to make Kiddush again once I come home for the main meal? Yes or no? This is a very interesting machlekes. This is actually a machlekes between Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zecherinu Levracha, and his son, Reb David, Zecherinu Levracha. And Reb Moshe was of the opinion that yes, even though you were Yotzei, and you fulfilled your main mandate of Kiddush Makom Suda in Shul via the eating of cake, nevertheless, when you come home and you have the main bread meal, you should make Kiddush again. You should make Kiddush again to fulfill the din of Kiddush Makom Suda according to those opinions that require bread for Kiddush Makom Suda. Reb David Feinstein was more lenient, and he said, no, you don't need to make Kiddush again. You already fulfilled the requirement of Kiddush Makom Suda in Shul, and you just go straight to washing. You don't need to make Kiddush again once you return home. Lahalacha, it seems like the general feeling is that you don't need to make Kiddush again, because Me'ikar HaDin, you already fulfilled the mandate of Kiddush Makom Suda with cake and shul. However, it's a advisable chumrah to make Kiddush again when you come home to fulfill the din of Kiddush Makom Suda according to those views that require actual bread. So even though it's not an actual requirement to make Kiddush again, it is recommended to make Kiddush again when it's coming home.